Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
Now joined by our last guest of the day, of the week even. That's a bit of an honour. We have Mr. Sam Cumming, who is coming to us live from the North East Valley. Sam, a.k.a. Alpharhythm, is here to talk about their latest track, Reaper, with a track they did with Hazari, as well as their gig at Pearl Diver. How are you doing this morning, Sam?
Very well.
Nice. You're coming to us live from the Nev. Are you on the side of the Nev that, like, gets pretty rusty during winter? Or are you good?
We're on the sunnier side, but my place is in a little bit of a gully, but we still get pretty good. Yeah, we're not in the permafrost.
Not in the horror zone.
No.
Good. Because I've heard a lot of stories about people who lived in the kind of darker side. I've always managed to be on the sunny-ish side. I feel sorry for those who aren't, though. anyway, we're here to talk about the new song you did with Hazari called Reaper in a second, which is a true banger if there ever was one. But I want to first start off with asking you about, I guess, how you started making dance music, if that's all right. I read in an audio culture article that you started making dance music using a Roland MC-303 in the 90s, and because it would glitch out if you did too many things on it, you had to make more minimal techno. Listening to some of your Alpharhythm work, it's often pretty chill and not particularly busy. Do you think that medium and starting off with that drum machine kind of impacted how you make music to this day?
Yeah, to a degree, definitely. I've had a sort of a less is more approach, but I was listening to heaps of really minimal stuff at that time, like Basic Channel and Maurizio, sort of German minimal techno, so that sort of influenced that aesthetic quite a bit as well, as well as the technical limitations that I had.
Nice. A bit of minimalism goes a long way, I've found.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally. Are you still listening to a lot of that minimal stuff?
Not so much. In my sort of middle age, I've just listened to heaps of dub and soul and hip-hop more than... I don't listen to a lot of electronic music, like I still make it, but I'm sort of in a bit of an echo chamber of my own, so to speak.
Is that because you don't want to be influenced by other artists, or you're just feeling those other genres more?
I'm just lazy. Yeah, I don't go out and listen to much music other than just what sort of organically comes to me. Mostly hip-hop and soul these days.
Nice. And in terms of hip-hop, are you listening to a lot of older stuff or more, some of the newer stuff?
Yeah, mostly older stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a 90s kid, so I'm pretty, like the golden era.
Mm-hmm. Wu-Tang, Mobb Deep, Tupac, Biggie, Lil' Kim.
Yep,
Tribe Called Quest. Oh, yeah, totally. Love some Tribe Called Quest. In 2020, you played in the Waitati Online Music Fest during COVID. Was that the weirdest, time you've ever played?
That was pretty odd, yeah.
Because it was streamed on Twitch, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's pretty weird playing to a computer.
Yeah. Did you have to, monologue in between songs? Or did you just kind of go from song to song?
My banter's pretty shit, so, I just try not to talk too much.
Uh-huh. Did your own thing.
Yeah.
How long did the set go for?
But maybe half an hour, I think. Yeah, 28 minutes, I think. We were trying to keep... Yeah, there were a lot of acts, so we were trying to keep it pretty tight.
Mm-hmm. That's tough, though, man. That's real tough. So I applaud your ability to power through. I don't know if I could do something like that. The bill for tomorrow's gig at Pearl Diver is Italics, which is you and another musician, Hazari, who's been on the program before. He's great, and Alpharhythm, which is kind of a moniker, an alternative persona for you. Have you done many gigs as two different acts?
Not really. This is probably my first one. Oh, no, actually, yeah, way back I was sort of making D&B. I'd play an Alpharhythm set and a drum and bass set on the same bill, but maybe only once or twice. Yeah, generally I try to not over commit myself on an evening. But yeah, I was just like, might as well. I've had a bit of promo lately and people still like to hear a bit of techno and stuff. So. Mm-hmm.
And how would you say, you know, Alpharhythm and Italics differ? Seeming to me, it seems like Italics is a bit more dub-based.
Yeah, well, basically, I started making more and more dub, and that grew away from the name. I mean, there's some dub tunes that I did as Alpharhythm, but it just sort of, I guess I wanted a vehicle for sort of more vocally driven, kind of songy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically had a bit of label interest, did a single release, or working on music with a mate called Deep Fried Dub, who's an amazing producer. Mm-hmm. Just put an EP out, actually. And his label, one of the tunes we were working on, he really liked, so he put that out. But there was also, there's a D&B artist called Alpha Rhythm, two words.
And yes, I saw that on Spotify, they're German or something.
Distribution label, so Jasper was just like, you know, maybe time for a name change. And mm-hmm. I was keeping it as a techno moniker anyway, which it was, and it's sort of grown away from that. So yeah, I just like came up with Italics as a name. Just to do dub and reggae and more vocally driven kind of stuff as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this new song, I think, it's definitely got a bit of a dub element, but it's more housey. I guess that's...
It's a remix that Rua did of our single.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed you called it Reaper before. I hope you've got the right track lined up, actually.
It's called... Yeah, that's the one I was told in emails to...
Okay.
Well,
that's one of his tunes, which you should play anyway.
Okay.
But the remix he did was called Crown.
Oh, okay.
By Italics and Deep Fried Dub. And,
Oh my God.
Rua's done a really beautiful dub house remix of it with a 303 acid in it, and sort of just brought another vibe to it, which is nice because it was mm-hmm. a pretty downbeat sort of tune.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You should play the song anyway, and maybe it's the right one. Either way, it'll be dope, I'm sure.
Either way, it'll be fantastic. And what people can't hear today on The Breakfast Show, they can go see at Pearl Diver. When was the last time you played in Dunedin? Was it quite recently?
I played supporting Nomad last...
Oh, nice!
Which maybe September, I think, sometime around there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a sweetheart, the Nomad.
He's a good rooster, man. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've known Dave for, about 25 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, real pioneer in, I guess, not only the Dunedin kind of electronic scene, but I think New Zealand scene for sure.
And, I've been noodling away on a beat of his, writing to that, so mm-hmm. hopefully that'll get over the line. So it's nice. Yeah, I've been sort of working with other producers as well, Damon being one of them, Subset and Deep Fried Dub, as well as my own productions. That was the last time I played, was September. So, it's good to... get over the line again.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of there.
I'm looking at the song right now. It does say Italics Crown Hazari Reaper Remix Reaper Master.
Remix. Yeah. Okay. That's it. Yeah. Got it.
We got it. We did get it in the end. So this is a remix that do you say that he did of your song or you did of his?
Yeah, Rua Hazari. Yeah, remixed our tune.
Oh, right. Nice. What is the go with remixing? Can you just kind of do whatever you want?
Yeah. There's no real rules, eh? You just. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can just. Do a little bit, or you can just completely deconstruct and reconstruct. It's like,
mm-hmm. What was your reaction to the remix? You quite?
I really liked it. Yeah. No, it was nice hearing a different set of ears, sort of take on it. Like, he sort of pushed the vocal a bit louder mm-hmm. than in our version, which was nice. And just had a real nice vibe.
Nice.
Because drastic as far as remixes go, but it's beautiful.
Nice. What is the rest of your 2025 looking like? Are you doing more stuff with Italics or more stuff with Alpharhythm?
I'm going to be real busy recording, mm-hmm. like a bunch of tunes. Finish off two vocals for my mate Subset, vocals for Nomad, as well as working on an EP, trying to get our EP with Deep Fried Dub together, and sort of going over the tunes that we've got and re-recording some and fine tooth comb. So nice. I'll be pretty busy in the studio this year.
Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing some more full length work. I really enjoyed listening to the Alpharhythm EP that's on Bandcamp yesterday. That was a real treat.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. It was a real treat, man. Really appreciate your time and coming on the program today, Sam. Have you got any final words for our lovely listeners?
No, just come on down to Pearl Diver tonight. Should be nice. I think we're kicking off around 9 and a place of chill dub tech and maybe sort of downbeat stuff. And then Rua's going to play his dub set, and then I'll play my sort of dub root set. And then, yeah, Rua's going to close it out with some house, I believe.
Nice. Nice. That'd be a lot of fun.
Sure.
Whole lot of fun. Awesome. Thank you very much for coming on the program, and I'll see you later.
Pleasure. Thanks, mate.
Cheers. All right, folks, that was Sam coming to us live from the Northeast Valley in town. he is, of course, Alpha Rhythm and part of Italix, who are both playing tonight at Pearl Diver with Hazari at 9 p.m. It's cool high entry, so why don't you go along for some electronic goodness? I wish I could go, but I've already bought tickets to the Rip Ship gig tonight, so I am unfortunately busy. But I reckon it'll be an absolutely fantastic time. I would go there if I weren't going to the other gig. Anyway, that does us for that quarter. We've got no more guests on the program. The only thing we have left to do is do some news, which we'll do after we play this Hazari remix of the Italix song Crown. So let's hear that. Here's that song playing right now, and then we get some news. Ka kite.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.